I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. The holiday season is in full swing, and for many, that means it's time to find a Christmas tree. Here in Western North Carolina, the experience is a bit like shopping for toys in Santa's workshop. The region produces the majority of Christmas trees for the state and is the second biggest producer in the country. But if you're hoping to cut your own tree this year, you might be out of luck. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and Boyd Mountain Christmas Tree Farm in Waynesville is packing a Black Friday crowd. Against a backdrop of rolling hills, masses of people weave their way through a maze of fir trees.
Rachel, I think that one's it.
Among them, Rachel and Tyler Rochford, who are here vacationing from South Florida with their 18-month-old daughter, Sydney.
Did you guys find one?
I think so.
How do you pick? Did you have criteria?
Height of our house.
and the bed of our truck, so.
A few cuts with a chainsaw, and soon this tree is ready for Florida.
This is our big weekend, right after Thanksgiving. Everybody wants to put their tree up.
That's Boyd Mountain's Darren Nicholson, who says the Cut and Carry Farm has around 5,000 fir trees ready for the season.
We've sold out early the last couple of years. We'll probably sell out early again this year.
And they did, much earlier than even they expected. By the end of Thanksgiving weekend, the choose and cut lot was empty, which raises the question, can this year's Christmas tree supply meet demand?
I'm very hesitant to use the word shortage because we still have trees for sale.
That's Bill Glenn, the Western North Carolina marketing specialist for the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Glenn says inventory is lower this season and prices a bit higher, in part because of the 2008 Great Recession.
And then people did not plant as many trees. It takes about 10 years to grow these trees. So we are just now starting to see the impact of reduced plantings.
Glenn says many cut and carry farms like Boyd Mountain sold out in record time this season. But farmers markets, nurseries, grocery stores, and independent tree lots in the area still have a good supply, at least for now. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.